What is up, mermaids and mermen? Welcome back to the Traveling Mermaid Podcast. I'm your host, Casey Flaherty, currently in El Peridon, Guatemala. I have missed you guys. Yes, there is dust on the microphone, dust on my podcast gear, but I am wiping the dust off and I am back, baby. And today I am going to be talking to you guys and just giving you a little life update, how the hell I ended up in Guatemala for this long and how I'm staying even longer. And just about my little midlife crisis that I'm currently going through. I know it's a little young to be going through a midlife crisis, but that's where I am right now. Oh, where's Casey, you ask? I'm probably chasing waves, making the guys chase me. Chasing some money on the toilet or just not answering my phone. Welcome to the Traveling Mermaid Podcast, where nothing makes sense and I roast the kooks, even though sometimes I am one. Follow along with me on my crazy journey and I'll see you in the lineup. So where you come from? You must have two sticker sensing under your tongue. I said no officer Lord, you must be mad. He only smokes cigarettes and strictly shag. So this summer, as you guys know, I decided I was dropping out of college because I just can't stand listening. One, my school was way too religious for me to handle pushing things that I just didn't believe in. Two, I like San Diego, but I don't think it's for me right now. It gets cold. Three, I don't need to listen to a professor telling me their opinion, okay? I'm not doing it. If you want to teach me, great, but I'm not going to be listening to your opinion, and that really pissed me off. So I think I'm better to be learning online. I'm not really learning online right now, but I am also learning through life experiences, okay? We don't only have to learn in a classroom because I really don't learn that way. So I was like working my ass off this summer, trying to make some money, bartending, surf instructing, emceeing events, doing whatever the fuck I could. And then I was like, well, what am I going to do with these next couple months? Because I cannot live in California and I cannot live in New Jersey. I just can't do it. I need to go travel and be a free like a bird. So I posted on my Instagram story and I was like, anyone know any good places to go to for long term that are cheap? I don't want to go to Costa Rica. I've already done it. I need a little break from the Costa Rica because it's getting really expensive there too. And this girl that I know swiped up and was like, oh my gosh, you have to go to El Peridon, Guatemala. And I was like, I'm going to die if I go to Guatemala. It's scary there. It's a third world country. I'm scared. And then I go tell my uncle uncle, if you're listening, you're probably not. They think they know everything about surf trips in every place in the world. And they're like, oh my God, the waves in Guatemala, they suck. Don't go there. It's scary. You will not survive. You will hate it. So I was like, okay, I won't go there. And I kind of just crossed it off my list. So I was thinking of going to Panama, all these different places. And I was in all these different Facebook groups for finding a job where maybe you could be a surf instructor, do some type of volunteer work, even though I was like super anti-volunteer work before this. Like I was like, you don't work for free, you get money. But I was like, okay, let's try something new. I have some money. This way I won't be spending anything. I won't be making anything, but it'll just kind of be breaking even. And so I found some in Panama and I started messaging them. Where else? Some in Costa Rica. And I was like, the vibes were not right. Like every time they would kind of be like, yeah, well, I don't know. You know, they were kind of not really answering. And I was just, oh, this isn't right. And then I see a post for a hostel in El Peridon, Guatemala. And I'm like, maybe this is a sign that I have to go there. I've heard about it a couple of times now. And so I messaged a guy and they were looking for a couple to come and teach surf lessons there. So I start messaging him. He seems really cool, way more chill than me. I mean, my mom thinks I'm super chill, but compared to other travelers, I like to plan things out just a little bit. I like to know what's going on. I like to be aware of my surroundings so I'm safe and I know everything that's going on. And he was super chill, like, oh, just show up whenever you want to show up. It's fine. You'll make a little money. You get meals. You'll get some type of room. I don't really know what. And I kind of would pass through it. So I sat down with my lovely boyfriend. He's like, whatever you want to do, you just figure it out. All right. So I'm like, well, give me some advice. And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, if I bring my boyfriend, who is an incredible surfer, to a place where the waves suck, he's going to kill me and we're probably going to break up and not going to last. So I need to make sure the waves are good there. And I do some research, and there's barely any research on the place. Just that it's fun. It's a party scene. There's waves, but I haven't seen many pictures. I just can't really figure it out. So I'm like, fuck it. And I booked the ticket because the flights were so cheap. So I book a one-way ticket to Guatemala. We get to Guatemala. We land in the airport. I'm super nervous. I've traveled through a lot of Central America, but I don't know why Guatemala just like really scared me. I was super, super scared to go. The night before we left, I was researching about this girl that went missing in Guatemala. I was just freaking so scared. We get to Guatemala. We get to the airport and they're like, yeah, your boards are, they're gone. We don't know where your surfboards are. They're just gone. And I'm like, what? We came here to surf. Like, what do you mean? They're like, yeah, we don't know where it is. Like, maybe we can bring it to you. And to get to El Peridon, basically you fly into Guatemala City. You take a shuttle or a taxi to Antigua, which is like an hour away. And then that's like, and then you spend the night there. And then the next morning you drive straight to El Peridon, which is another 2 to 3 hours, depending on traffic. So it's kind of complicated to get to El Peridon. So I'm like, how are this huge ass 9-foot board bag with 4 boards in it and our clothes going to make it to the town we're going to? Like, it's just not happening. We don't have boards. So my boyfriend's like, what the fuck? Like, we're not gonna have boards. Like, what are we doing? I'm like, I don't know. It'll all work out, but at least we don't have to travel with these big ass boards. So we get in our taxi. We're kind of pissed already. And then we get to this little cute little town, Antigua. It's a very romantic town. And I'm like, oh my God, we can go out to dinner. I hadn't seen him in a couple of weeks. We can get some wine, hang out. And he's immediately throwing up in the toilet. So sick. I don't know why. Maybe from flying. It's also like there's some altitude there. Maybe it's from the altitude in Antigua. I don't know. So we don't get to do anything fun. But at least we get to enjoy one of our last nights in a private room for a while. And so I'm texting the guy like, hey, you know, we just got on the shuttle. We're going to be at the hostel soon. No answer. I'm like, what am I getting myself into? I'm scared. I don't know what to do. And we get there and it's like this full Rasta, you know, he's Canadian, but kind of looks like he's from Guatemala because he's been there so tanned, so dirty from being here for so long. And he's like, what's up? Oh my God, Casey and Alex, like immediately like hugging us, loving us, whatever. And then he's like, okay, let me show you to your room. We walk through the pile of snakes, the pieces of wood. We walk through past the nice rooms, turn the corner. And in this middle of this sand pit is a tent. He's like, this is where you will live for the next month. We look at each other. We're like, what? We open the tent. There is no mattress in it. There is nothing. I am not a backpack traveler. I don't know how all these girls carry these just backpacks around and that's what they travel in. No, honey. I have my suitcase and my backpack. I need to have some clothes, okay? I can't wear the same little thing. Although I am a surfer and I'm usually wearing bikinis and a little sarong, I need to have 40 bikinis. Yeah, 40. And they might all look the same, but I need to have 40 different bikinis. I am not a light packer, okay? So I have a lot of shit with me. We throw all the shit in there. I'm like, what is going on? He's like, oh yeah, like we'll just grab you some mattresses later. And we're looking at each other like, oh, okay. He's like, let me show you around. It was actually really cute. Didn't have much at the hostel, but it was a really, really sweet place. And so he's like, let me introduce you to the other surf instructor here. And clearly he felt a little bit threatened by us and he did not want us there. And so later in the day, we go get mattresses. We put them in the room. I make the bed. I'm like pissed making the bed. It's so hot in there. I'm like trying to shove the stupid fitted sheet on. Like, you think making a bed in a house is hard? Oh no, honey, do it in a tent. I make the bed. We go surf. I come back. I go in the room and I'm like, where'd the mattresses go? All of my shit was thrown everywhere. The mattresses were gone. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I go up to the manager guy. I'm like, where's my mattress? Oh, the other surf instructor got a little bit mad that you guys were here. And so he took the mattresses from you. And I'm like, okay, he got mad and he took what? So I go get the mattresses back. We get through the night and I'm like, there's no way I can do this for a month. No way I can do this for a month. So I go talk to the guy and I'm like, hey, what's up? Like trying to become friends with this guy. And my boyfriend wasn't there at the time. I think he was in the bathroom or something. And he was like, you cannot be, he was not Guatemalan, by the way. I don't even know what he was. And he's like, you cannot be here. You cannot be taking jobs from the local people. You're going to get killed. And I'm like, I'm going to get what? This is my biggest fear, being here. Why? I haven't even taught a surf lesson yet. You're going to get killed. They're going to kill you. And I'm like, okay, we have to go. I'm like, Alex, in the bathroom. I'm texting him. I'm like, book the flight. We need to get out of here. Let's go, go, go. And he's like, yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go. And then I stop for a second. And I'm like, I do not leave things early. I was raised that way. I finished through what I said I was going to do. I promised them I would be here for a month. Maybe I can't teach surf lessons if people are going to get mad at me. But I am going to have to stay here for a month because that is what I am set out to do. That's what I said I was doing. I committed to it and I have to follow through. So I talked to the manager and he's like, oh yeah, no biggie. Just, yeah, they don't really like when people come and like try to tell them what to do and how to teach surf lessons. And I'm like, yeah, if someone came to me in New Jersey from like Australia and said, hey, I actually know how to teach a surf lesson better than you, I would punch them and be like, no, you have no idea what you're talking about. So we teach a couple of surf lessons and it's just not the place for us. I mean, we're going to be in a, like me and my boyfriend, we're not married, but we're going to be in a divorce before we're even married. If we're going to have to live in a tent together for 2 months with a mattress and a pole in the middle and all of my big suitcase on my head, and there's spiders around. I just couldn't do it. And so I saw this lovely place, shout out Kokori, post on Instagram, which is one of the hostels here, but it's not like a regular hostel. Like, they also have rooms here. It's super resorty. I'm literally sitting in the nicest room right now, looking out at a beautiful resort style pool. And I see that they post on Instagram like, hey, we're looking for a new receptionist. So I swipe up and I'm like, hey, I'm actually in El Perdón. I was thinking maybe this could be a second job for me. I don't know. I was like, I'm here. And I would love to come, you know, work, maybe get some extra hours. I didn't really know what was going to come out of it, but I kind of was getting the vibes of maybe we needed to start to leave the other place we were working. And he's like, yeah, come have a meeting with me. You're probably better off as a bartender, obviously, because I have my experience in that and we're hiring that too. Come have a meeting with me in 2 days. And during these 2 days, the last 2 days I was at this hostel, it turned into shit. The guy was fired. His friend came, things got crazy, it got super weird, and I wanted to get the hell out of there. I was scared. It was not a good environment to be in at all. And I'm all for following through with everything, but this was a time where I didn't need to follow through. I needed to get out and run. But I was loving the town of El Perdón. I love the little town. The waves are so, so good. They are so fun. It is uncrowded. And the local people are so kind. So, 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 so kind. It was cheap. I just wanted to stay so bad. So the day comes where I have my interview and I'm working a morning shift at the other hostel and my boyfriend's surfing and he ends up meeting one of the owners who I had the interview with of Kokori. He was like, oh yeah, like, oh, you're Alex, right? I have an interview with your girlfriend Casey later. Like, nice to meet you. So I go for my interview and I'm like, honestly, I think we need to move. Do you guys offer rooms, like accommodation in exchange for working for free? I need to get out of here. And they were like, oh, we don't hire couples. We cannot have couples. We can't have a couple living here. It usually goes bad because sometimes the guys will flirt with the girl behind the bar and we don't want you guys getting in a fight. And I'm like, of course, I totally understand. And they were like, well, let me see his Alex's resume, and I show him his resume, and they're like, oh, you guys have so much experience working behind the bar together. Alex is used to bar backing me and teaching surf lessons with me. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, okay, fine, come together for an interview and we can see what we can do. So I come back 30 minutes later with Alex and he's like, okay, fine, you're hired. You guys have like the best energy together, like totally, let's do this, like you guys can move in. And we're like, what? And I'm like, well, what type of room are we getting? They're like, I'm like, a private room. They're like, let me show you. We're sorry. It's really small and there's no AC, but there's fans. And I see this little shack of a room and I'm like, move me in now. There's a nice bed. It's made so nice. I can put my bag down. Maybe I can barely stand up in this room, but it is a room with a roof over my head and a working fan and an outlet next to me and a bed, a big bed, a big comfortable bed. Move me in now. And so there was no second thought. I went back to the place and I was like, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave, which I felt super bad doing because I don't like to do that. And the guy was like, well, I was just fired. So you're probably going to be fired too. So that's great. And so then we moved into Kokiri, and we've been here now since December 10th. It is, what is today's date? I don't even know, February 5th, so like 2 months. And we're staying until March, middle of March. And then I'm going on a solo excursion to Nicaragua and then meeting up with my family. And I'm so excited. And it is so amazing here. We were volunteering before, and then now we just turned into staff. So we have more responsibility. We're bartending more. We're doing the register. It's way more fun if you're a staff, honestly. But shout out to Kokiri. If you want to come volunteer here, please message me on Instagram and I can totally connect you with the right people, because the people that I have met here are so, so amazing. It has been so awesome to come to a brand new place where I know nobody and make lifelong friends. The amount of friends here that I have made is insane. If it's local people, travelers, people here for a couple of months, everyone is so kind. And of course, it's a small town, so there's always drama, which makes it so fun. And I'm not really involved because I love my boyfriend. I'm off with him. And so it's just such a fun little party town. There's a couple of party hostels. There's a couple of bars. There's always something to do, always people to hang out with. But it's such a small little town and there's so much beach. So you can just go if you want time alone. You can always just walk away alone. And I am just loving my time here. I'm loving making connections and learning how to bartend at a different bar. It's very easy to make drinks here. It's not very complicated like what I'm used to in the States, where the drinks are so specific. Here, it's not. And I'm learning Spanish for the first time. Usually when I travel with someone who knows Spanish, and now I'm taking orders in Spanish, so I really need to learn. And I'm just loving life here. I know I'm going to appreciate going home, though, and having my own room and my own bed and my own shower and my mom to cook me meals, but this is exactly where I need to be right now, because although I am traveling, I'm kind of settled here for a little bit. And I just love it. And I love how I've invested myself into this community. But then about a month ago, we kind of had a downfall because my boyfriend got super sick. And then I got super sick. And then we had to go to the hospital. And we found, they were like, yeah, you guys both have mono and salmonella. So I've been a little down bad the past week or so, week and a half. But I'm starting to finally get my energy back and feel better. But if you are ever traveling, I highly recommend El Peridon, Guatemala. I recommend staying at Kokiri. Even if you're not going to volunteer here, they have amazing private rooms. There is just so much to do here. So many amazing people. And the food is excellent in the entire town. And I am just loving it here. Although I don't know if you guys can relate, and I hope you can, and I hope this hits somebody where they need it. Sometimes here I can feel a little lost. What am I doing? I don't want to be a bartender my whole life. I don't want to not have a home my whole life. Even though my parents stole my home, one day, of course, I want to own my own place. I don't want to be making almost nothing and working my ass off, although I do get to live in this beautiful place. Like, what am I doing? And some days I feel so overwhelmed by this question that I can't pick up the microphone to go podcast. I can't pick up my phone to go make a TikTok because I just feel like I'll never be able to do it. But I have to at least try, right? And I know I've said this before, but I'm really going to make an effort to just try. You never know what connection you're going to make. You never know. Maybe I'll come back here next year. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll find a new amazing place to go to or a new amazing job that I love. But I just have to keep telling myself, and so do you, right now, it's where you're exactly supposed to be. Last year, I wanted to do anything to get out of San Diego, but now I miss my friends there so much. I miss living in that stupid dorm room with those stupid rules, but it did overlook the ocean, with two of my best friends. I miss that more than anything. And a little bit, I miss putting on a wetsuit too, sorry to say. And I miss being able to go to class and literally listen to the professor, and I mean not even listen to the professor, and just pretend I am and have to get assignments in, and that being my biggest worry. So stupid. But you are exactly where you are meant to be right now. We all are. We're all going through something. And recently, in talking to my mom about other things, it's okay to ask for help, especially to your friends here. Like, of course I can't. I would kill Alex if I spent every second with him. Like, I literally told the people, please do not put us on shift together because I can't be with him 24/7. It's okay to ask a girl that you've just met from for a couple of weeks, like, hey, do you want to hang out? I'm feeling lonely. I've been asked that so many times, and then I realized I've had to ask that myself. It's okay to ask your friend for help. Even if you don't want to talk, you would just want to sit and get coffee or maybe grab a beer or something. It's okay. But we are all on the right path. We are all where we are supposed to be. As long as we look out for ourselves. I find myself sometimes getting so caught up in looking out for other people and worrying about someone I just met or someone in my life. But at the end of the day, we have to look out for ourselves and care for ourselves to be the happiest we can be. So if you're feeling lost, if you're sitting in college right now and you're feeling lost and you feel like you're not meant to be there, enjoy it, but change it. Next year, maybe try traveling somewhere. Maybe try working full time, but enjoy where you are right now. But I am so happy with my decision to travel for this year instead of going to college because I can always, always go back to school. But if you're looking to travel, El Perito in Guatemala is also an amazing place. Guys, it was so good to get back on the microphone and chat with you guys. If you have any questions about where I'm traveling, what I'm doing, DM me. I want to talk to you. Please, please, please ask me your questions. I will give you advice. I love when people do that. Follow your dreams. Chase those dreams. Because that's the only way you're ever going to achieve them. Nothing's just going to fall in your lap. And that's what I have to learn. I love you guys so, 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 so much. And thank you for listening. I'll see you in the lineup. XOXO, Traveling Mermaid.